Dear listeners, fact lovers, and data enthusiasts, welcome to our episode, Bar Hopping Through Europe, with the ESS expert, Diana Zavala-Rojas. She is a member of the core scientific team of the European Social Survey in Spain, which measures the attitudes, beliefs, and behavior patterns of the people in Europe. There she contributes to questionnaire design, translation, and measurement quality. The following interview is held by Lydia Repke.
Hi Diana, great to see you.
Hi Lydia, thanks for having me here. Pleasure to record this podcast with you.
Yeah, as you know, I asked you today to meet with me because we have known each other for many, many years back from my time in Barcelona at the Universitat Pompeu Fabra, where you work for the European Social Survey, which is also known as the ESS. And where over the course of the years throughout our PhDs, we became really, really good friends. But today I would like to talk to you as the expert you are. And as you know, at GESES, Leibniz Institute for the Social Sciences, we produce a podcast. And currently we're working on a thematic series on measurement and data quality. And in this context, your professional input is particularly valuable for us. So very happy that you agreed to be here today. So thank you for that. And yeah, actually, I had to think of a talk that, so when preparing for this interview, I had to think of a talk that we gave together a few years back on how to make the non-measurable measurable, quantifying society. And I remember that you talked back then about the measurement of alcohol consumption and binge drinking in the ESS in round 7, which dated to 2014, if I remember correctly. But before we go deeper into these measurement aspects of alcohol, I was wondering whether you could briefly introduce us to the world of the ESS.
Sure, pleasure. So the European Social Survey is an academically driven survey conducted every 2 years across Europe since 2001. We conduct face-to-face interviews to measure the attitudes, beliefs, and behavior patterns in more than 30 nations and 35 languages. European Social Survey is also a research infrastructure consortium for the social sciences.
Yeah, very interesting. Thank you. And now let's just dive directly into alcohol consumption. How is that actually measured in the ESS? Maybe you can explain that.
Yes. So we have several questions to arrive to a measurement for alcohol consumption. First, we ask about frequency of it. How often have you had a drink containing alcohol? Then we would ask the respondent how many of each of the typical drinks they have on a weekday and on a weekend. We define weekdays from Monday to Thursday and weekends from Friday to Sunday.
I wish my weekends lasted from Friday until Sunday.
And then we ask them to look at some examples of how much drinks alcohol a person might drink in a single occasion. And we ask them to tell us if they have drunk this amount or this, this group of drinks on a single occasion or more.
And now, of course, I'm curious, what are the results? What and how much do Europeans actually drink? Do you have any remarkable examples or results that you can share?
Yes, I will tell you some of the top line results during the weekend. So this is about grams of alcohol consumption. And the winners here are Ireland in the first place and Lithuania. And let's say the countries which show the least alcohol consumption in our measurement were Slovenia in the first place, followed by France. However, I don't want to target these countries. This may mean, in the case of Ireland and Lithuania, that is just more acceptable to declare your alcohol consumption. So this may be subject to interviewer effects. This is not an ESS problem exclusively. This is a problem of every face-to-face survey, you know, that sometimes people feel self-conscious about some questions, and here probably, yeah, in some countries, there is more self-consciousness about declaring your alcohol consumption.
So maybe Irish and Lithuanian people are more honest with respect to their alcohol consumption?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah, that's that's interesting, especially when you talk about stereotypes of which country is the best drinker and which one isn't. But of course, now this is a podcast for the mainly German audience. Can you also tell us where Germany ranks in there?
Yes, sure. So that's why we can think this may be subject to interviewer effects, because as a country, Germany is in the 8th lower position. So yeah, I don't know, you may say it if this would be self-consciousness or not, but just to give you the numbers and some examples, Slovenia accounts for 27 grams of alcohol consumption during the weekend as an average. Germany would be in 36, and then Ireland in 84.
Oh, wow, that's quite a difference, though.
Yes. So Germany would be in the lower, in the lower consumption set.
Yeah, speaking about country differences, I know that in order to measure these things, that you used you used show cards with typical drinks on them. And maybe just to explain it to the listeners of the podcast, so I would like to describe to you briefly what this show card looks like. So for Germany, there is a show card with, now I have to check, 10 different drinks. For example, a big glass of beer of 0.4 liters, and then a small glass of beer of a quarter of a liter, then a bottle of beer or the so-called can, then every type of beer mixture with lemonade or Coke, which I think is also probably a very typical thing in Germany compared to other countries. Then there is one picture of a big glass of wine of 0.2 liters and a picture of a small glass of wine or glass of champagne or Sekt, as we call it in German, or sparkling wine, which is 0.125. Then there is a bottle of wine, a glass of liquor, a glass of schnapps, a cocktail or long drink. So these are the typical drinks that are on the show card for Germans. While on the Spanish show card, there are 12 different pictures given, and already you see differences in the sizes of the different drinks. So for example, for beer, you either have the typical small caña that you can order in Spain, which is, I think, 0.2 liters, or you have something that doesn't exist in Germany, a bottle of beer, which is a liter, that you can buy in the supermarket, for example, or you have another typical size would be also like a draft beer, but a bigger one, which is 0.33 in Spain. And of course, you also have a bottle of wine, but you also have here a division between, on the one hand, cocktails and so-called combinados, which are drinks that combine, let's say, something like a Coke with a strong alcohol like rum, just to give an example. So anyway, these show cards are quite different. And I'm wondering now, how did you arrive in the ESS to these different show cards? And how is it possible to compare then between countries if the show cards are so different?
Oh, as a questioner designer, this was a beautiful process, I have to say, and one that involved going to bars, actually, to figure it out what was going on with the country-specific alcohol consumption. So, see, in the ESS, we first designed the source questionnaire that is localized for the British population. And then we translate or localize this measurement in every participating country. So we wanted something that would be equivalent across countries, but at the same time our aim is to reduce measurement error. And this is done by being intuitive and easy for the respondent, not that our questions are easy to be answered. So we started a process of defining which were the typical drinks in every country, starting from the source questionnaire, so in Britain, in the UK, sorry. And then when this was established, we opened a long consultation in every single participating country to define their typical drinks. When the methodological group was defining this methodology, I have a very funny story for you. No, we went to do a qualitative study to look around in our own countries, which were the typical drinks. No, and you may wonder why the carajillo is not here. No,
because what is the carajillo?
The carajillo
Please
is
explain that to the
coffee,
audience.
Coffee with a bit of liquor. Or whiskey or rum or some strong
like
alcohol that you put
like
in
coffee
it.
with Baileys, for example.
For instance, or coffee with whiskey or coffee with rum, yeah? And sometimes it's called café con gotas, which literally means coffee with drops. Yeah? So this barman told me, oh, yeah, people call it coffee with drops, café con gotas, but that's because they don't want to pay the alcohol on it. What they really want is a shot. So then we have here the shot of liquor, no, in the card reflector. So, I mean, this is just a story, and you can imagine that the team has many stories about this consultation. But in fact, this was a very long process. So questionnaire design takes about 2 years in the ESS, and we have a lot of pre-testing, qualitative and quantitative, and also expert consultation to arrive to the typical drinks in Germany, so, and in Spain, and in Lithuania, and in Ireland, no? And in the UK. So you now may ask yourself if we did it rightly, and these are the typical drinks in Germany or not.
And did you send in these teams that, let's say, they did the bar hopping, men and women to arrive to like gender-specific cards? Because I could assume that maybe women on average tend to drink or tend to have different drinking habits maybe than men?
Yes, well, that was not in the bar hopping. So that was, you said, a qualitative exploration of the field. We took official definitions that are available from health institutes and other health authorities on defining, for instance, binge drinking, no? That is drinking in a period of time, in a single event, an amount of alcohol that would put your blood level of alcohol in a certain amount. And certainly these definitions are different for men and women. You know? So what we did actually is to define these typical events, no? These typical groups of drinks that you have here in the show card for men and women.
Okay, so maybe I'm just trying to visualize this again. I have here the male show card and the female show card for Germany. I mean, not the female show card, but the show card for females in Germany. And to give you one example, so in the show card for men, there is six examples in total. And the first example is three big glasses of beer and two small glasses of beer is one example. While for females, that translates just into three big glasses of beer. And then there is similar examples and comparisons for wine, for example, three big glasses of wine and one small glass of wine for men, and for women, two big glasses of wine and a small glass of wine. And one that I find actually quite funny is example five on the show card for German women, which has one glass of champagne, so the Sekt, two small glasses of wine, one glass of liquor, and one glass of schnapps. I mean, I do drink. I like champagne, you know that. But I'm wondering in what occasion I would come from one glass of cava to two glasses of wine to one glass of liquor to then arrive to one glass of snaps. Can you compare that to the Spanish show card? Do you also have there some like things that seem to be cultural? Like, you know what I mean? Like common ways of drinking your way through the day or through the night?
Sure. Actually, the teams try to define these typical events. And I see, for instance, that in Germany, you don't feel very identified with it. But I'm pretty sure you will feel identified with the Spanish one. Just remember our time when we were starting the PhD. So for, well, for women, it would be already going to a bar and having two cañas, so that is two beers, then probably a glass of wine, and then one combinado, which is a cocktail or a like a mojito or ron and cola and so on. But actually for the men, I think if, this is a bit more typical of what men and women would drink, no? But what we wanted to do is to differentiate these cards, because for women, unfortunately, the amount that they define is already smaller. So for men, we have, imagine you're going to the first bar and you take two cañas, so this is two beers. Then you move to the next one and have two chupitos, so two shots. And then you go to the discotheque to dance and you have two cocktails, so two mojitos or one mojito and one ron and cola.
What I actually find very interesting to know is how do I, as a secondary data user, how do I work with the data? What do I have? What information do I have in the data set? So you had these show cards that people saw, they answered the questions, they said how many of those drinks they had or which example fit them best or whatever. But what is actually in the data set? So what am I working with if I want to analyze this information?
It's a very interesting question. So the objective of the ESS questionnaire design is to produce easy questions for the respondent. So the respondent just needed to select their typical drinks on a weekday or on during the weekend and so. And the team knew already by producing these show cards how many grams of alcohol they contain. So what the teams did is to pre-process this data and to convert the units the respondent gave as an answer into grams of alcohol. So you can use this data in many different ways. I will just give you some ideas. Firstly, you can take the grams directly from the questions and calculate the mean consumption, standard errors, and so. I have to advise that you should always weight your data. You should always use sampling weights, and they are included in these data sets. Apart from that, you could know, for instance, the frequencies, so the percentages of alcohol consumption that are larger than once a week, for instance, or you can calculate the units of alcohol on a weekday. So you have all these measures there.
Okay, this is very interesting. And now I also understand how it, I guess, can be comparable across countries in my analysis. But so if I'm now interested to see, interested in seeing, I don't know, how the type of drinks are distributed within a population, this I cannot see from the data. You know what I mean? Like, for you had these different units, like beer and wine and sparkling wine and so on and so forth. Can I also see from the data which drinks were mentioned or not?
No, because these are just examples we created in order to make it easier for the respondents. So I don't think we would be able to statistically meaningfully say in average they drink four beers or so. Let's talk about units or grams, which is more precise for this type of measurements.
Okay, so really as a data user, what I can analyze is how much people drink, but not necessarily what they drink. Is that
correct? Yes, correct.
Okay, well, that was really, really interesting, Diana. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me about this today. This was, as I said, really interesting and very entertaining. And I really hope to see you soon in a non-virtual reality. And I wish you a great day and bye.
Thank you, Lydia. Thank you for having me here. And I wish also that we can test some of these show cards in a moderate way next time we see each other.
That's a good plan. Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Ciao.